Plants have to explore the soil to reach water and nutrients. That's tricky. Water and nutrients can be distributed very irregularly by depth and by lateral location. Roots generate new roots to grow to new locations as ways to compensate for local depletion of the resources. Some growth patterns are genetic. Let's make a taproot or let's spread sideways. Other patterns of growth are generated in response to what the roots have found, as well as by the amount of growth material supplied by the shoot above ground. The local growth is in good part random. If the turn of growth direction gains water or nutrients, great. If not, another direction will be favored. Hard soil is a problem, too. What is the physiological and metabolic control of root growth so as to respond well? Recently, Ivan Kulik and 15 colleagues in Europe and the UK unraveled some of the story. There are protein channels on the root surface that detect bending. There are signals from the classic hormone auxin, plus the energy carrier ATP, and alkalinity detected by another protein. They can trigger a burst of reactive oxygen species, the nasties that do good things even in us humans. The reactive oxygen stiffens the root cell walls to make them stronger for penetrating soil. A complex world. It's not easy being green, as Kermit says. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.